Merci.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you also for Section 3, as slightly reformulated, which also seems to be moving in the right direction. We are fully aware of the difficulties in the section. It's really the heart of the subject because this is a section which involves firm commitments on how one can reduce human suffering. The heading is satisfactory. We will is needs to be kept. We're happy with that because it's a firm commitment that we're going to enter into. As to the rest of the section, I have no difficulties with the 3.2, 3.5, and 3.6, three paragraphs where we think that everything is acceptable and that they can be endorsed as such. Now, as to the other paragraphs, 3.1 is an important paragraph. We support it. And it highlights the need for states to implement operational practices relating to the protection of civilians and civilian objects. And as the text has pointed out, many states have already adopted these practices. So it does seem to us that the term review ought to come after where necessary to reflect this idea that some states already have practices and policies on that subject. Now, as to 3.3, we are well aware that this is the heart of our declaration, without, of course, neglecting other parts of the text, but this is a very important part of the text. Now, if we want a declaration that will really allow for improved protection of civilians and civilian objects, we need a wording that reflects the obligations of states under IHL, and also, and I'd stress this, that would contribute to practice in the field. Our aim should be that states must take specific measures to enhance protection of civilians, adapting methods of war to use force in a proper way, and particularly limiting explosive weapons in areas where civilians are largely present. So for that purpose, armed forces need to take the appropriate measures to avoid such damage and losses and abide by the fundamental principles of IHL. These measures could, in certain circumstances, lead to restricting or abstaining from the use of weapons, as pointed out in para 3.3. But I would like to stress another point, which is that these are decisions to be taken on the basis of an evaluation of the effects of a strike in light of specific direct military advantages as expected. And my delegation also believes that this is an appropriate paragraph, but that we need to delete the clause when the effects may be expected to extend beyond a military objective. Because if we keep that in the paragraph, that we wouldn't be striking the balance between military needs and humanitarian concerns. So that's on 3.3. On 3.4, and this is my final comment on this section, we believe it important to have battle damage assessments as proposed, as well as to identify lessons learned, provided that these processes don't always occur during the same time. So given the importance of these two dimensions in practical terms, we'd like to add an and before identify lessons learned, and to identify, and before to identify lessons learned. I'm sorry I took maybe a bit long in my statement, but I will be submitting these minor proposals to you in writing.